Milan, these macaroons have been sitting very quietly, enjoying themselves in the sitting room, just relaxing.
There has.
What in that you've taken them out of the kitchen because you didn't want any damp atmosphere to get to them.
Yeah, otherwise they're not gonna dry, so they're not gonna make that little skin on the top. So normally, you know when they're ready to go in the oven, when you touch very gently on them and that they don't stick to your finger. So
Yes, like a little skin on them, isn't there?
yeah, so I'm gonna put these in the oven quite a low heat, like that they don't crack. Otherwise, if you have cracked macaroons, it means that the temperature was far too high or that you didn't leave them to rest long enough.
I if I'm absolutely honest, my macaroons are almost always cracked. And it is the first time I've ever seen anybody rest them. And I mean, that's something for,
Really?
yeah, that from my point of view, I've not seen them resting like this, not for this amount of time.
Oh, well, sometimes it's half an hour. It depends the weather. So sometimes when it's raining, it's a nightmare to make macaroons because it's too damp and they dry in about 3 hours. So yeah, it's quite tricky that.
Then you're popping these in on a very low oven,
Yeah.
so quite gently. Notice you've got it on a fan oven, a very gentle fan oven as well.
Yeah, so that's the kind of secret as well, because at my parents' house I've got a gas oven, and I tried about 20 times, never worked. And the first time I came in England and I made some macaroons, I thought, oh, well, it's not gonna work anyway, but never mind, I try. And I put them in the oven, and when I came back they were perfect, so I was really happy.
How long do these stay in the oven for now?
For about 20 minutes. So some people decide to have an oven at like 160. I have lower than that, but some people do it higher, but leave them for 10 minutes in the oven.
But
But
you think having a lower, gentler, longer cook is better?
yeah, and the color stays better as well.
So, in the meantime, while these are in the oven, I think we should go over here and have a look at some of these. You've got some that you made earlier here. What flavours are they?
So I've got lemon, chocolate, and summer berries.
And what sort of flavours can you put in macaroons? What sort of, I mean, we've got a good flavour here, but there are lots of flavours, aren't there?
Yeah, so first you have to have a base. So it has to have to be a base of buttercream or white chocolate or lemon curd, something like that. And or ganache with chocolate. And after you can flavour it. So my coconut ones, by example, I do white chocolate ganache with some coconut. But nearly all of them I do with buttercream because it usually goes quite well. But it's quite hard to get some flavors, like summer berries is quite hard to get.
When you say a buttercream, do you just literally mean butter whipped up with icing sugar?
Now I make a French buttercream, which is basically egg yolks whisked with cooked sugar and some butter, and it's much, much, much better than the other way. It just gives something else.
Should we try one of these? I'm
Go
going to
on.
try one of these. Now, if I'm looking at it now, it's about, in terms of size, it's probably, I don't have a think, it's bigger than a 50 pence piece, but
Yeah.
it's not much bigger really.
No. So it's the whole art of it, which is that they're little, so you just have a mouthful and you can have another one.
And they've got very smooth tops. They've got a little bit of texture, but not very much. And they're sandwiched together with this beautiful sort of almost violet coloured cream in the middle.
Yeah, so I got that by I bought some frozen berries and just made them into a puree, cooked a bit, and to make it with juice and put it in the buttercream. So
I'm just going to bite into this. Well, my teeth went through that firm outside, and it's almost chewy and sweet inside with a real blast of berry. They're sweet. I can taste the almond in there. They're dry chewy, not wet chewy. Mm-hmm. And they've got almost sort of a, I don't know what the word is, the sugar has sort of come together, making it almost almost like sort of bouncy, if you like, in a weird kind of way. It's absolutely delicious.
Thank you. Well, I find the flavour for berries or raspberries or what other flavour, there are some flavours really subtle, like this one, and some others that I prefer, like coffee, which is really strong, or coconut, which is strong as well, lemon. So I prefer the strong ones, but I really like the subtle ones as well. Pistachio is quite subtle as well.
Mm. Well, I could eat those all day long. How do you manage not to just eat them all?
I get bored of them, I think.
Really?
When I have one, I really want another one. But at some moments, I think, oh no, I had enough of these. And I don't have them for 2 weeks or more. So it's really weird. Sometimes I really fancy some, and sometimes I just know how they're going to taste like. So I think, well, no.
You're a lot more disciplined than I do.
I don't know about that. I do more things. I try to do new things. I think it's because I know how they're going to be. So
try some new flavours.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm just going to wait for these to come out of the oven. You know, you're going to make some Italian buttercream. No, French buttercream, I beg your pardon. A French buttercream, but in the same sort of way that the Italians make meringue.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a bit, I see it as a bit, the base is like Italian meringue, but with egg yolks. And I add the butter. So it's really simple. It takes a bit more time than British buttercream, but it's just the difference is amazing.
I'm fascinated to see this. I've not seen it before. So we've got round about sort of 75 grams of sugar into a saucepan. And you say this is a recipe that the French use all the time.
Yeah, before I came here, I didn't see any other recipe for buttercream. So, yeah, that's the one.
Maybe this is the revolutionary trick that the French have that makes your patisserie so much more interesting than ours.
I'm sure it is.
We've got about 30 ml of...
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, 30 ml of water in there. That's going into the saucepan.
There are some different recipes as well. Some people put a lot of egg yolks, but I think the texture kind of changes. I've got a book and they say loads of egg yolks and I don't know, it doesn't look very good. The photos don't look very good, so I stick to my recipe.
That's just going on the hob now.
Yeah, for about 2 to 3 minutes.
In the meantime, you've got your Kenwood here.
Yeah, I don't use it too often, usually for meringue or buttercream, because it needs to cool down with the sugar, but otherwise I quite like to use hand whisks.
You get to feel more of the texture.
Definitely, yeah. Nice.
It's a good splotting noise of those egg yolks going into the machine there, into the bowl.
So that's 3 egg yolks. But you don't taste you don't taste the egg yolk at all. Or you wouldn't say they're here. It just gives something else to the texture.
It's quite interesting because this sugar is heating, and I imagine that as the hot sugar goes in there, it must almost cook those egg yolks.
It does, so there's no risk of any thing inside because they're cooked with the heat. It's 116 degrees or something, so it's really hot. It kills everything.
And you've got about 150 grams of unsalted butter there.
Yeah, so I'm going to put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds just to make it a bit softer, just a tiny bit.
Okay, and at the same time, we've got bubbling away here.
Yeah, so I'm going to wait a bit until it gets, I don't know, there's a look.
So you want this? You want this sugar syrup to caramelize slightly?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to caramelize. It's just going to get hotter.
So you're waiting for the temperature to come up.
Yeah, and the texture is going to be a bit more syrupy as well. So.
So you're going to keep it clear instead of caramelizing, but just get it really hot.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait about 2 more minutes, I think.
And then here you've got whisking away. These are your egg yolks.
Yeah. So they're really whisked now. They're going to turn nearly white, so it's going to be nearly done as well in the same time as the sugar.
I think our butter is...
Oh no! Did I nick them?
No, it's good.
Oh no! I forgot the noise.
It's not. It had 15 seconds and then it beeps.
Oh, it doesn't look good. Because it mustn't be too soft, you see. It's a bit soft.
It's good.
I'm going to add some more because I did that mistake before.
So one of the things is not to overheat the butter. Yeah. It's very easy to do.
Yeah, because it looks... I mean, now it's really soft. Really not even creamy. It's more than that. So
that can probably go back in the fridge.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do that.
And then it's just pouring this hot sugar syrup into the mixer, and it's still mixing it at a really high speed. It's on max. I'm just looking over her shoulder to see, but it almost looks like a meringue that's gone in there. It's very it's got in absolutely boiling hot. I'm just going to have a look over her shoulder. It's a very sort of butter-coloured meringue look about it.
Yeah, so now it's quite liquid, but it's going to thicken after about 2 minutes. It's going to cool down, so it's going to thicken.
So we're scooping that butter in.
Yep.
To the mixer. The mixture's still a little bit warm, so it's going to take a little bit to get it sort of whipped up, I would imagine.
Yeah, so normally, after about a minute or two, it should be a nice buttercream. If the butter is nicely, has a nice temperature. You put the vanilla inside.
And so if it's a little bit too warm, do you just put it in the fridge then to set a little?
Yeah, to set a bit. So,
but that's actually beautiful.
It's all right, yeah.
And you're just popping some vanilla in there. You can smell that vanilla. It smells really good.
Yeah, I love using vanilla. It's the ingredient I love using at the moment.
That's incredible. So what makes this so different now? Can we taste a little bit of this now?
That's good.
If we just spin. Well, for a start, the texture and the consistency is far, far different. It almost looks silky and smooth and very buttery.
My macaroons are done.
I'm just taking these out of the oven at the same time.
Yep.
They've puffed up beautifully, and there isn't a single one that is cracked.
No. This one's cracked.
Oh, you spotted one out of 90 of them. I'd say that is pretty good going, Milan.
Thank you. Well, I've been doing them since a while, so it's rare when they're too cracked, you see. Not good.
You'll have to sample. You'll have to sample them later. Now, you're going to leave these to dry for a little bit longer now.
Yeah, to cool down, but I can take the tray away, like that's going to cool down a bit faster. So, let's do this.
You know what? I'm just eating this buttercream very slowly whilst you're doing that. And I've got to be honest with you, I don't think I'm ever going to make anything other than the French buttercream in future.
Really?
This is exquisite.
Oh, thank you. That's great.
It's somehow lighter.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near as heavy, is it?
No, it's really different. And in cakes, it just makes so much difference. And I don't know, it's something people don't even realise, but they say, oh, that's much better. What did you change? Well, just the buttercream. It just makes a whole difference.
Well, thank you very, very much for sharing this with me. And just before we sign off, you make these and you sell them. If anybody wants to buy any, where do they go to? Which website do they go to?
So they go on our website, which is called thebiscuiterie.co.uk. So the biscuiterie is the biscuiterie, like boulangerie.co.uk. So there you can order some gift boxes, and if you live locally, we can deliver to you for cheaper than the prices shown on the website.
That's fantastic, thank you. Well, I'll definitely be ordering some. I think they're absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.